Hey there, Up First listeners. This is a meaningful week for voting in the United States. In Washington, the House plans to vote on a bill to expand voter access. In Georgia today, state lawmakers are voting on a plan to restrict it, and Georgia is a big part of our story in this special episode of Up First. Georgia is one of many states where Republicans hope to shorten voting periods or add new requirements. Many say they're acting based on the disinformation that former President Trump spread last year. Even as Trump was trying to overturn his defeat, his allies said they would use his claims to shape future elections. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Fox News of mail-in ballots, which have been used securely for years, but were used more by Democrats.
Mail-in balloting is a nightmare for us. So if we don't fight back in 2020, we're never going to win again presidentially. A lot's at stake here.
In a separate Fox appearance, Graham repeated false claims about mail-in ballots and predicted Republicans would crack down in the future.
If we don't do something about voting by mail, we're going to lose the ability to elect a Republican in this country.
Republicans lost control of the Senate, limiting Graham's power to follow up. But Republicans still control many state legislatures, and many are considering bills to change voting laws based on the falsehoods of 2020.
Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being here today. There are a couple of bills on
Georgia's Republican-dominated House of Representatives held hearings on a plan for multiple new rules.
There has been controversy regarding our election system.
So Chairman Barry Fleming introduced House Bill 531.
An attempt to restore the confidence of our public.
He said Democrat Stacey Abrams criticized Georgia voting after losing a governor's race in 2018. She successfully pushed for greater voter access, and now Republicans want changes of their own.
The biggest one would limit early voting to no more than 17 days.
Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting covers elections in the state, and he says big Democratic-leaning counties used to do more days than that to manage their big populations.
They're talking about making things uniform. Georgia has 159 counties, which is second only to Texas, and there are some counties that have as many voters as maybe a small neighborhood in Atlanta, and this would treat all of them the same, which would tend to make it harder for the bigger, more urban, more Democratic metro counties to account for everyone and get them through the early voting process, especially if vote by mail is restricted like some other measures in the legislature.
Voting on weekends would also be harder to schedule, affecting Souls to the Polls events that black churches hold on Sundays. The legislature is considering other bills. The state Senate last week passed Senator Larry Walker's plan to add an ID requirement to request an absentee ballot.
97% of the registered voters have either a driver's license number or a personal ID number issued by the state of Georgia.
Walker's bill is less dramatic than some, and he says it's a basic reform, though as the Senate voted, Democratic Senator David Lucas tearfully said it would keep some people from voting.
Every last one of the election bills about the election didn't turn out the way y'all want, and you want to perpetuate the lie that Trump told.
The nonprofit Brennan Center is tracking proposals like Georgia's across the country.
Hi, it's Mirna. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thank you for So we called Mirna Perez of its voting rights team. We'd heard the Brennan Center had counted 106 bills to restrict voting. By the time we got on the line with Perez, the number had grown. You looking it up now?
When we did the update on February 8th, that we're at 165 bills.
165 bills?
Restrictive bills, yep.
After we spoke, the number rose again to more than 250, concentrated in competitive states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Texas. What are some of these bills proposing to do?
In a very discernible and disturbing pattern, we see many of the bills restricting mail voting, and they do it in different ways. We've seen bills that would introduce witness requirements, limit the use of drop boxes, or increase poll watcher access of these ballots.
Philadelphia elections are crooked as a snake. Why are they shutting people out?
The Atlanta machine is corrupt. The machine in Detroit is corrupt.
What I think was really obvious and really upsetting about the 2020 election was that there was very little attempt to hide the racialized nature. I mean, where did we hear that there was impropriety happening? In very diverse cities, in places like Detroit, places like Atlanta.
Philadelphia.
And what sort of attacks did we see? We saw attacks on methods of participation that had been used by older white voters for a very, very long time.
What's a method that had been used successfully with no real trouble by older white voters that suddenly became...
Vote by mail.
Republicans who favor voting changes include many who signed on to efforts to overturn last year's election.
Hey, it's Buddy Carter. Today we're asking the Supreme Court to...
This video shows Republican Congressman Buddy Carter of Georgia, who supported a lawsuit last December.
Chip in to assure that we get fair and free elections.
The Supreme Court dismissed the suit. On January 6th, Carter, like most House Republicans, voted to object to the results in several states, even after rioters attacked the Capitol. We called to ask what he's thinking now. Do you accept that Joe Biden won Georgia?
I do. And I have been very clear and concise on that. President Biden was the victor in the state of Georgia. There's no question about it in my mind. Anyway, I know that there are those who question that. I am not one of those. I don't believe that there was voter fraud.
Doesn't believe there was fraud, but he still says he's concerned about how Georgia applied its election laws. Why do you think it was that every single court case failed?
Well, that's, you know, that we do have a judicial process, and that was followed. And I can't say specifically as to each one, but what I'm talking about is specifically voter confidence and constituents having confidence in the voting system, that there is integrity in the system. Just because a court has ruled against it doesn't mean that people still should have confidence in it.
Many voters don't have confidence because President Trump falsely claimed fraud. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, rejected Trump's demand to, quote, find just enough votes for Trump to win.
Look, we need only 11,000 votes. We have far more than that as it stands.
But the Deputy Secretary of State, Jordan Fuchs, says some voters still buy Trump's claims.
I have a Facebook feed of individuals who don't trust the voting machines. You know, the state turned blue. It was a shock to a lot of folks.
Fuchs is Republican and used to work as a consultant for Buddy Carter, the Georgia congressman. She says she was surprised to learn last fall that he was among those questioning the election results.
He slowly became attached to this rhetoric that the election had been stolen. And so it was shocking to see him latch onto disinformation so quickly.
Fuchs says Georgia's repeated audits and recounts found two absentee ballots cast by dead people. Two out of about 5 million total votes cast in Georgia. The Secretary of State's office is prepared to back reforms, she says, but only if they make sense.
Our office is going to support sound election administration-focused legislation. That's it. We need to move into a narrative where you're not attacking election administrators for your loss. You're attacking the more traditional routes. Maybe blame, you know, yourself for not fundraising enough. But blaming it on the voting machines or blaming it on a process needs to end.
Some conservatives fear that attacking the process is the point. One of them is Charlie Sykes.
When the idea of voter ID first came up, I thought it was simply a common sense measure to assure voter integrity. I think in retrospect, you look back on it, and this was part of a larger pattern of trying to keep the number of minorities, young people, away from the ballot box.
Sykes is a writer and talk show host who was influential among Republicans until 2016. That's when he was ostracized for criticizing Trump.
Rather than celebrate the massive voter turnout that we saw, they want to dial that back. So they're going to be pushing restrictions on mail-in voting. They're going to be pushing restrictions on voter ID to make sure that the wrong people don't vote again.
How much do Republicans talk about the demographic change in this country and what it means to them?
I think they think about it all the time. And I think that drives a lot of it. I think they see the country slipping away from them. And a lot of that is, in fact, the demographics. They understand that a party based on white identity is going to be doomed if, in fact, they don't find ways to circumvent that.
So this is a pro-Trump party still.
Yes.
Is this an anti-democratic party at this point? Small d democratic?
Yes. This is one of the most troubling developments in Republican politics, and especially from my point of view as a conservative, because over the last 4 years, there seems to be a trend toward embracing or at least tolerating different forms of extremism, including anti-democratic authoritarianism.
We put Charlie Sykes' concern to Buddy Carter, the Georgia congressman who supports changes to voting laws. This may be a statement you disagree with, I don't know, but I think you should have a chance to respond to it. I was talking to Charlie Sykes. He reviews the events of the last few months, and he sees a very big part of the party objecting to the results of a Democratic election and now moving on to tighten voting rules in certain ways. And he thinks that Republicans are feeling outnumbered and giving up on democracy. Are you?
I don't. Look, I'm the eternal optimist, and I try to see the best in everything. I do know that there are a number of Republicans who are very concerned. I had a meeting this morning with one of my strongest supporters and longtime supporter. And that person was very concerned about the future and very concerned about the future of our party, but of the future of our country. And that's why what the legislature, what the Georgia State Legislature is doing right now is extremely, extremely important.
Republican officials maintain they are pushing to change voter laws at the urging of Republican voters. Those voters are following the lead of the ex-president, who is still a dominant figure in the party. He's the president who tried for months to overturn a Democratic election, but was still welcomed to speak at a conservative political conference over the weekend. And this has been a bonus episode of Up First. I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the news you need to start your day.